Don't forget the tenderloins. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. A recent post from Fish and Game. Regardless of their excitement or exhaustion, one item on the post-harvest checklist that hunters should never forget to check off is to remove the tenderloins when field dressing the animal that they have harvested. While a forgotten pair of binoculars might mean one more trip up the mountain, a forgotten pair of tenderloins could cost you a trip to the courthouse. Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
Those are a tasty part of the animal, and I didn't honestly realize that if you forget those, then you're you are wasting a portion of the game, which is illegal. And so our enforcement folks put that out. That's probably something that they encounter. We don't want anybody to, A, leave perfectly tasty meat on the hill and also face the possibility of a ticket. So that's just kind of a gentle reminder that you're kind of in the heat of the battle there. It's sometimes easy to forget those. So remember to go inside and get those out of there. And not only do you not have to worry about getting a ticket, you're going to get a really tasty meal out of the deal, because that's some of the finest meat on an animal.
Yeah, that's funny. What is the rationale behind writing a ticket to somebody? Is it called wasting meat?
Yeah, it is. We're not trying to get anybody on this. It's just kind of a reminder when you're butchering that animal in the field to remember that those are in there and you do need to remove those too.
I certainly always recognize it's a shame to waste good food, but now I find it's a ticket. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.